England are dominant.
Gay coming round the back and finishing it off. Well, remember before tonight, Serbia hadn't conceded a goal.
Norway are surely going to the World Cup.
Cross pulled in by Ryerson. Haaland's got another. And Norway have hit double figures.
And Bolivia beat Brazil to reach the World Cup playoffs. Hello, I'm Ian McIntosh and welcome to Route 1. It's football fast, no faff. It's stories from all over the world. Let's go Route 1. Well, if you caught yesterday's show, you might recall me suggesting that Serbia away was a really tough game and that Thomas Tuchel had thus far shown nothing to suggest his team were good enough to win there. He has now. What was supposed to be the toughest game of the group was an absolute stroll, and Tuchel, been a bit prickly of late, was positively beaming as his side put in their first performance of real substance and beat Serbia 5-0 in Belgrade. It had everything Tuchel and, of course, England supporters had been hoping for. Brilliantly worked goals, set-piece goals, the desire to keep trying to score goals, even after loads of goals had already been scored. It's so rare we get to say this. I'm going to take the opportunity. England were fantastic and they were a joy to watch. Adrian Clark, what did Thomas Tuchel learn about his squad in this game? And what did England fans learn about Thomas Tuchel?
Well, England supporters learned that Tuchel's England can release the handbrake. They can play with a bit of pizzazz and swashbuckle. And I've got to say, it was wonderful to see. There was no major shape change. We didn't do anything remarkable in terms of tactical innovation. But what England did do was alter the intensity of their play. Our friends at Opta, look, they can measure almost everything these days, but what they can't quantify is fire in your belly. And that, for me, was a noticeable difference. In footballing terms, that manifested itself in two clear ways. First, England's off-the-ball running was magnificent, much, much more dynamic and purposeful. Noni Madueke's goal showcased that for sure. Off the ball, we also hunted regains with real enthusiasm too. Secondly, everything England did, they did faster than they did against Andorra. Whether it was a dribble, seeing a pass and playing it, making a run to get away from your marker at a set piece, every single aspect of England's play had intensity. And if this team has intensity and fire in their bellies, then England will be a match for anyone at next summer's World Cup. I think we all know that. What did Tuchel learn? I think he learned that set pieces are going to be a huge asset next summer. And I think that Rodgers, Madueke and Anderson are guys that he can trust in big games going forward. But this was a fun England performance. Let's hope that this becomes the norm from now on.
Adrian Clark has a YouTube channel too. You can find it in the episode description. Well, we said Norway versus Moldova should be a fairly straightforward game. It ended 11-1 to Norway, so we'll call that a successful prediction. Thilo Asgard scored 4 goals, but he doesn't get to keep the match ball because Erling Haaland scored 5. Now, Norway haven't qualified for a World Cup since 1998, but with 5 wins from 5, I would humbly suggest they might just make it this year. So what's happened? Why are they in such blistering form? And how far can they go if, well, when they make it to the World Cup itself? Delighted to be joined by Norwegian broadcaster Kasper Wickestad. Kasper, are Norway a force in football once again?
Absolutely. And yes, Norway is going to the World Cup. I think we can say that now. We have maybe the strongest attacking force in the world. Erling Braut Haaland, he's scoring goals for fun, and behind him we have so much talent. It's a joy to watch. I was there yesterday and it really felt special. It felt like the start of a new era for Norwegian football. It all started with a 10-0 win against San Marino for on the day 22 years ago. We ended up being number 2 on the FIFA ranking then, and we beat Brazil in the World Cup. And this team, they can go as far as they want on the day. They can beat anyone in the world, I'm sure. And when we go to the World Cup, I think a lot of teams, a lot of nations will look to Norway and be really nervous and will be the nightmare team to have in the group in USA, Canada and Mexico. We're really looking forward to it. We need it. We have had so many good players for so many years now, but not been in a championship since Euro 2000. So this is our time, I hope. And when we get there, I think Norway can go far. Erling Braut Haaland, Martin Ødegaard and the rest of the team, they won't stop until they're stopped.
So England topped their group, as we've already discussed, but in Group K's other game, Albania beat Latvia, and they promptly leapt above Serbia in the table. Norway's was the only game from Group I. They are now 6 points clear with 3 games to play, so very, very nearly there. Group D saw managerless Azerbaijan draw 1-1 at home to Ukraine, while France beat Iceland 2-1 thanks to a Kylian Mbappe penalty and a Kylian Mbappe assist for Bradley Barcola. Ireland fought back from 2-0 down against Hungary last week, but they didn't quite repeat that trick against Armenia. They lost 2-1, and they now sit bottom of Group F. In the group's other game, Portugal saw off Hungary 3-2 with Bernardo Silva and Joel Cancelo assisting each other either side of Cristiano Ronaldo's 141st international goal, which for context is 5 more than 2 Gerd Müller's. And in Group H, Ralf Rangnick's quietly impressive Austria maintained their 100% win record in their toughest game of the group, 2-1 away at Bosnia. Elsewhere, Cyprus came back from 2-0 down to draw 2-2 with Romania, increasing the pressure on Mircea Lucescu, who this month became one of only 4 managers ever to manage a professional team beyond the age of 80. Can you name the other 3? I will give you 100 meaningless points if you can. I'll tell you the answer at the end of the show. Ecuador extended their longest ever unbeaten run to 11 games with a 1-0 win over Argentina thanks to Ener Valencia's penalty. Moise Caicedo and Nicolas Otamendi both sent off in that one. That was also Ecuador's 10th clean sheet during this run. You can convincingly argue they have the best defence in international football right now. With a playoff spot for their potential first World Cup appearance ever on the line, Salomon Rondon's Venezuela got beat 6-3 at home to Colombia. Luis Suarez, not that one, scored his first international goals, 4 of them in fact. That defeat left the door open for Bolivia. They had to beat Brazil, and by thunder they did. 1-0 with the 4,000 metres of altitude claiming the assist. Carlo Ancelotti had heavily rotated his squad. That was his first international defeat. 5th place and 28 points is Brazil's worst ever World Cup qualifying campaign. Carlo has work to do. Heavy rotation also favoured another underperforming side as the USA finally got a win against a top 30 ranked opponent by beating Japan's second string 2-0, proving that all you need to turn around your fortunes is a Route 1 feature and an opponent that can't really be bothered. Son Heung-min equaled Cha Bum-kun's appearance record for South Korea with his 136th cap, and he pulled within 5 of his all-time scoring record with a 53rd goal as they held Mexico to a 2-2 draw. And Canada beat a much-changed Wales 1-0 in Swansea to inflict just the second defeat of Craig Bellamy's 12-game tenure. Bellamy was not happy with Canada boss Jesse Marsh celebrating and shaking his coach's hands before the final whistle. Bellamy said he hoped he saw Marsh at the World Cup and hoped to see him again. Before he remembered that he was an international manager now, he's supposed to behave himself, he said, "I have to also be gracious and I have to get used to that." A good recovery there from Craig. Legendary commentator and arguably the most globally recognised Geordie since Sting, Ray Hudson announced his retirement from broadcasting yesterday after a 23-year career behind the mic. For the uninitiated, here's a bit of Ray at his best. Synonymous with Messi's golden era and specifically with the word magisterial, Hudson's unique style will be missed by many, but with his last ever game proving to be the second leg of Inter Milan's epic 7-6 win over Barcelona, he certainly picked a fitting way to bow out. For anyone who's still craving Nottingham Forest adjacent news after yesterday's Nuno and Big Ange developments, we can bring you news of Steve Cooper's next gig. He's taken over at Bromby, who were recently knocked out of the Conference League playoffs by Strasbourg. It's a curveball from Cooper, that's for sure. His Forest stint surely set him up as a certain championship, possible Premier League manager in the future, but hey, if he can get a win in his first game, no less than the Copenhagen Derby this Saturday, he'll immediately feel like he's onto a winner. Now, we mentioned in our transfer window roundup how much we enjoyed Real Betis' signing of Antony. Somebody else who no doubt enjoyed it is Isco, who now stands to receive a contractually obliged pay rise in line with Antony's wages. Now, Isco no doubt deserves at least parity for his dazzling form and leadership role at Betis, but when he told DAZN in March, and I quote, "We have to crowdfund so Antony can stay for another year," we have to say that's an incredibly subtle long-term plan coming to fruition there from Isco. Oh, and finally, who are the four managers to have managed a professional team over the age of 80? It's Lucescu, obviously. It's also Roger Lemaire, Otto Pfister, and Roque Maspoli. Thanks to Total Football for tweeting that one out last night. We enjoyed that. That was Route 1. It was Football Fast. No faff. If you enjoyed it, please do remember to follow and tell your friends. I've been Ian McIntosh. Your audio producer was Helena Fremantle. Your video editor, because this is on YouTube now as well, that was Dean Throssell. Chris Smith was in the writer's room. Lola Katz-Roberts was on the website and social. We will be back tomorrow.